Okay, look, this isn't the file you wanted, and I'm sorry about that, but this is really important and I couldn't find any other way to talk to you. Are you upset about this Napster thing? It might surprise you if you really think about who's at fault here. It isn't Napster, it isn't Metallica. In fact, the people who are really to blame for the whole Napster problem is the recording industry. Think about it. There are five companies, Sony, EMI, UMG, Time Warner, and BMG, who, together, by and large, own the entire entertainment industry in the United States. They assume you're so stupid that you need them to tell you what music to listen to. So they ignore 99% of the music that's out there, and they hype half a dozen non-threatening, homogenized acts every 3 months and shove them down your throat. After sifting through the radio stations that play only 20 different songs and tell you it's today's best music, and specials on MTV that make it seem as if which hairspray Britney Spears uses is as important as newscasts on World War II, is it any wonder you download what you do when you log on to Napster? Don't get us wrong, we're not saying that a company that aids you in committing a crime is completely innocent, but they're not the ones controlling what music you hear, and not the ones who make you want this mediocre music so badly that you'll break the law to hear it. Stop being used. Go download music from a band you've never heard of. Try something different for a change. Don't let five companies, whose primary purpose is making money, not to make music, control what you hear. And don't be fooled by thinking that picking between Christina Aguilera and Ricky Martin constitutes free choice. Even better, try silence for a few minutes. It may be the only thing left in the world that's not trying to control you.
This message has been brought to you by the Whatevermen. For more information, email whatevermen@evilemail.com. Our introduction contains a sample from the album American Prayer by the Doors, copyright 1978, Electro Asylum Records. The statements made in the sound recording are the views and opinions of the Whatevermen. However, they are not the opinions of the friends, parents, employers, educators, role models, or ruling government organizations of the Whatevermen. They are based on education, research, and intelligent thinking. It would be hypocritical for us to expect that you would have the same opinion. These messages are intended to foster a creative thinking process in the listener. The Whatevermen are not responsible for the misuse or misinterpretation of this information. The sound recording is copyright 2000, The Whatevermen, and you are granted a limited license to reproduce and redistribute these files in their entirety.